Well, I like to watch television, and I couldn't wait several years ago. I couldn't wait from one week to the next to what was the new adventures Mr. Phelps and his Mission Impossible team might be engaged in. I don't know whether you watched the series on TV when it aired many, many years ago. I must confess that the plots of the stories are pretty much of a blur in my mind. However, what I do remember is that what seemed an overwhelmingly impossible task was made possible when the good guys worked together using their combined gifts of physical strength, mathematical and language skills, and sense of timing. It was just not one person, but the total Phelps team effort that did the job. That cracked the case. And as I read our lesson from Genesis, I remembered that there is a passage in Luke and Mark that uses that same phrase: "Is anything too hard for God? Is anything impossible for God?" Listen to the text. Quote, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Sometimes God deals with us one-on-one, as with Sarah and Abraham, to make possible what seemed impossible. Sometimes God works through several individuals to make possible what seems impossible. It seems to me that may be the case with riches and power as outlined in Luke. God will use family and friends, religious leaders and teachers to free those who have placed too much trust in riches and power. God can use his support team to make possible what seemed impossible. We remember the story of Zacchaeus and what happened to him. He who was really wrapped up in riches, but certainly made a change, had a change of heart. How does this theme, "Is anything too hard for God," relate to us personally? How does this theme relate to my local church? How does it relate to the whole Christian church? How does this theme relate to what has happened and what is happening in our world? Well, it's a date I'll always remember. It's a date that Willa, my first wife, and we had taken off, and we were in a motel. We were waking up, and we turned on the news that Nelson Mandela had been freed after all those years imprisoned on an island off the coast of South Africa. February, anybody remember the date? Well, I especially remember the date because it's the birthday of my first grandchild, Elizabeth. February 11th, 1990, Nelson Mandela was freed. And wasn't it just the year before, or right around that time, that the Berlin Wall came tumbling down like the walls of Jericho under Joshua's command. We watched the CBS Evening News at 6:30, and there's a on the road segment at the end with Steve Hartman. Do any of you happen to listen to that or watch that? This last Friday, it was, well, you know, when you're thinking about a certain theme, this woman, Caucasian woman, was living in a black neighborhood in South Carolina, and she had put up a Confederate flag, and her neighbors around her had built fences so that they didn't have to see that Confederate flag, and she made her flagpole taller so that flag would be even taller so that they would see it. And so this went on and on. Finally, she had some health problems. She had surgery, and she almost died. And she came to know in her heart that what she was doing was wrong. She had had people fighting for the South, and that was one of the reasons that she kept the flag. But she could see what she was doing in this neighborhood. So she took down the flag. The mayor of the town, who happened to be African American, she gave the Confederate flag to him. And the last segment, Friday night, they were tearing down the walls. The fences were coming down. What a wonderful, wonderful story. What almost seemed really impossible, terrible situation was made possible. In the larger church, of course, we in the UCC have ordained women for many, many years. We were one of the first denominations to do that, but later other denominations did it, and then we were one of the first to ordain gays. So with the ordination of women and gays in many of the mainline Protestant churches, what for a long time seemed an impossibility became a certain possibility. And I can remember when I worked here with Sam Buehr, your former pastor, we tried to have an ecumenical service around the end of October, Reformation Sunday, I can't remember which one of the Lutheran pastors that Sam had talked with, but at that time, no, there were certain things that we couldn't do it. And now, of course, that barrier has been broken down. What seemed almost impossible kind of liturgy, working together in local communities, that has been broken down. Thanks be to God. In our local church, of course, I look to our local church, our local church peace community, which was two churches when I came as pastor, and it almost, in some ways, seemed like an impossibility because there were many people who, you know, each building meant something to those people, of course, and to think about merging and building a new building, this was a hard thing. But I've always said, lots of times I've gotten the credit for doing the merger, but my predecessor did an awful lot of groundwork. He did so much groundwork before I even came. And then we set up committees, and we worked hard. There were times that things didn't go so well, but then they went ahead. And then finally, what really seemed impossible, became possible. And it was, I think, something that really God wanted, because there were families in both churches that were related, and it separated them. And it was just in terms of our ministry, our mission, to be able to do things with more strength, it was just something that really needed to be done, and it was possible to be done. I asked someone in this congregation if there was something that would go along with the theme of what maybe seemed impossible for you all, but became a possibility. And I was thinking about this Friday evening when I was thinking about the sermon. And then I was thinking of one thing that happened when I was here, when we did orientation for new members. And I remember Mary Court, who was so good at history, told the story about the men who were on the building committee for this building in the early 1900s. They were only going to have one steeple, and there were a lot of women in the congregation that said, no, we can't just have one steeple, we've got to have two. And they got together, and they raised money, and, well, you know what happened. For a while there, there was turmoil, which seemed impossible, became a possibility. And I couldn't help but think of that as I was thinking about the theme and what Mary shared with the new members. And then I thought, well, I know there's somebody in the congregation, I think, that would probably have no problem with this to share. And I called Nancy Green, and Nancy said, before I even got the whole thing out of my mouth, she said, sure. She said, I'll do it. So Nancy, would you come up at this time and share what you have to tell us about this theme, please?
I'm not very big. I'm not very tall. But thanks to your help, we can rebuild the wall. The nursery class. For many of you, you might not realize that at one time, back about 1986, when Reverend Miller was our pastor, this wall was in serious trouble. The wall had to come down. And you're looking at the stained glass windows, and so did everyone else at that time, and they thought, what are we going to do? Well, those stained glass windows were very, very carefully taken down, packed up, and taken to Columbus while the wall was torn down. The stones were taken off one stone at a time, numbered, laid out in the parking lot in certain areas so that they would know when the wall was rebuilt that where each stone went. And that was in a very expensive project back in 1986, well over $100,000. I don't remember the cost anymore. Reverend Miller might remember. Just a mere $333,000, well over $100,000. That's a lot of money. That was a lot of money in 1986. That's a lot of money in 2018. Well, obviously the wall was rebuilt. And in less than half of the time the loan was taken out for, the money was raised. That was a huge undertaking. That was something that you thought would never, never happen. How are we ever going to do that? Everyone pulled together. The nursery class, and you're probably going to wonder why I would have kept this. Well, my son happens to be right on the corner of this picture. But inside, I was reading last night all the names of the people who donated money, and there was downstairs, they had a wall of bricks. And it said, in honor of, in memory of, presented by. They were all downstairs. And there was a wall built downstairs to correspond with the wall being built upstairs. So as a congregation, we all pulled together and we rebuilt the wall. During the interim time between Sam and Darren, Reverend Catherine was here. She challenged us to tear down a wall. It wasn't this wall. It wasn't a physical wall. It was a wall to look outside of ourselves, to look outside of the box, see what's in Galleon. Galleon's changed a lot since that wall was built. The needs are different. A lot of things have changed. During Catherine's time, we started the breakfast. And since that time, since Darren's been here, all of us have pulled together once again as a congregation and have torn down a wall. We are no longer quite the same congregation we were at that time. I can see lots of things have changed. We're having dinners. We're having a special service on Saturday evening, including a dinner. Many things have changed. A wall was rebuilt, and a wall was torn down. And I think that that's seemingly impossible, both things, but with God, all things are possible.
Is anything too hard for God in our local churches, in our larger church community, or in the world? No, not when women and men and youth and children feel led by God's Spirit and are challenged to use their gifts and talents in a true, energizing team effort. To God be the glory.